the Blackhawks, Chicago's WGN Radio, 720.
Live from the Blackhawks Convention at Hilton Chicago on 720 WGN.
Sponsored by Mathnasium, changing lives through math.
We got the Mathnasium A-plus out there.
Yes, we do.
In front of us here at the,
no pressure.
The stage, yeah.
Boris's favorite letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So we hear him
play.
Math, not so much.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, Rocky Wirtz is here. I'm sorry you had to be here for that.
Yeah.
And he is, of course, the chairman of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks. And I would, third-generation owner of this amazing, esteemed franchise, there's a lot of excitement here about this upcoming season. I think people feel as though there have been some aberrations here for the last two seasons, and they're feeling very good about this. There had been some discussion that you had a very stern conversation with the organization after the non-playoff appearance this year, and made it very clear that everybody had to be at the top of their game. Can you confirm that conversation happened, and would you like to reenact any of it for me?
I think it was taken a little out of context. What I was really saying is that we're never satisfied if you're doing well or if you had a bad year, an off year we had last year. So what I was really trying to say is that John McDonough and his whole crew and Stan Bowman and his were working very hard over the summer to improve the team. And a lot of times the fans and the media doesn't always know what that means. But Stan has a plan. We have a system in place. And what the important thing is that we don't have knee-jerk reactions and allow our emotions to control our better judgments.
Yeah.
You said in the basically, if you got a brochure and you showed up here in the welcome for the Blackhawks convention, you say that we're emerging hungry going into the season. We just talked to Jonathan Toews, and he reflected that exact sentiment when he said we didn't like being on the couch during the postseason, and we're not going to be there again. It seems as if that has permeated the entire system, and there are high expectations, and you feel confident about what's ahead.
Well, and it really gives you a little preview of how hard the players are working in the offseason and what they're doing. I mean, Jonathan, and I'm sure he told you or didn't, that he's been here this summer working very, very hard. The strength and conditioning coaches have been very satisfied with he and the other players, what they're doing. And so, you know, it's one thing when you haven't been playing since the beginning of April. It's a long summer. It's fine if you're in school, but it's not if you're a hockey player.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Rocky, the full season schedule came out a few weeks ago, and this is a ways away, but I know a lot of Blackhawks fans are really, really excited for January 1st, New Year's Day, another Winter Classic featuring the Blackhawks at Notre Dame Stadium against the Bruins. How cool is that?
Well, it is, and I think if you talk to Chris Warner, the Blackhawks ticket manager, you'll see how quickly those tickets went on sale and how quickly they were sold.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
You know, even on a very hot day, it's good, and Stan Bowman obviously likes it because he graduated from there.
Right,
so,
yeah. If anybody needs a room at the Doubletree in South Bend, I'm starting at $1,200 for the bid.
Oh, make some dough that way.
Do you have to be in it?
Yeah. Well, then it goes down.
You can pull this one mattress off the bed, and the other one you sleep on the box spring. It's all good. That's why we used to hot racket in college. It does seem like that particular setting is so majestic. That stadium is so, you know, that stadium just has an aura to it, you know, and that is really going to be such a cool moment. And that train that goes there are people, you know, like setting up these private train cars that are going to go, which is a good idea, by the way, because I have been to the Winter Classic, and I was not allowed to drive home from the Winter Classic, so I didn't know about that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And they just redid the stadium, too, so that should be, you know, great.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was just there.
And then earlier in the year, Notre Dame's going to be playing Northwestern in Evanston.
Oh, I got to see that. Go Cats.
Yeah. So this is, So they had an extra day that, you know, they didn't have to use the stadium. So we're on January 1st. It's all going to be really, really good.
Perfect.
So, and that Winter Classic is such a good, you know, the NHL has done an amazing job marketing here.
Well, especially when the original, two original teams with Boston and Chicago. I think that has a lot to do with it. So I think it's going to be exciting. I know the players are looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll fare better than we have in the past in some of these outdoor games.
Yeah, right. I always get the sweater for them. And then I'm like, I can never wear it again because...
It's a haunting reminder.
Yes, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, no.
You know, I don't think any other franchise has played as many outdoor primetime games as the Blackhawks, Rocky. What does that say about the state of the franchise? This will be the sixth time over the past few years the Hawks have been involved involved in the Stadium Series or a Winter Classic.
Well, I think it shows you how great the fans are, you know, that they're, if they're not there in person, they're there watching it on television. And that's the thing, that the TV ratings always do well when the Hawks play, you know, both locally and on a national basis.
Yeah.
Now, what about these fans, Rocky? You know, we've talked about this before. You know, some of these young fans, they're a little bit spoiled. They've got three Stanley Cups. You know, those of us growing up, we went with decades without it. Do you get a sense that they're still 100% and they're excited, or is there a little edge with the fans, too, you know, who want to see the team make a deep run in the postseason?
Well, you're right, Bill. 11 years ago, I mean, we had, in 07, we had 10 sellouts, which is more than the previous 5 years combined.
Wow.
Yeah. So, this, as they say, it's a long time between drinks. So, you know.
Worst beverages.
Beverage reference.
Get the bell for that?
You got to go to Notre Dame before you get a drink.
Yeah. They're not going to let you drink at the stadium there, right, there, because it's an NCAA stadium. I know there's some places that have rules about that, but I think
they're starting to give me a little lax on that now.
I think it's since the Blackhawks are showing up, and I cannot wait. It was like the Soldier Field game where Q's mustache got ice, like an ice dam on his mustache.
Oh, those are the best pictures.
Yeah.
I know the Soldier Field game, the stadium almost ran out of beer, and they're obviously used to
that.
How
has that ever happened?
You're warming up from the inside. I was there. It was freezing that day. It was snowing during the game, so it's kind of understandable.
It was unbelievable, and Coors was a sponsor, and think about all those games when it's been Packers, Bears. They know how to drink beer.
Yeah.
And those hockey players are there.
And there are a lot of kids at these games, too. You think, like, ratio there? It doesn't work out.
Well, it kind of calms the parents' nerves.
Yes. I don't know if you've been around a lot of hockey parents, but hockey parents, there's a little drinking that goes on.
A little bit.
Kind of what goes on there.
Stop by the NBA Arena, you'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the NBA. Okay, before I get to the NBA Arena, can I just ask you a question here about something? Because we're talking about this. We're talking about the Bears. Obviously, you know, you got the Cubs are, you know, potentially playoff bound. White Sox are growing. And there does seem to be some pressure here on sports teams to be picking up the amusement tax dollars are through the roof. And for you, specifically, because of your interest not only in the team but also in the United Center, concerts are more expensive now in the city. What can be done about that?
Well, for sporting events, it's 12%, and for concerts, it's 10.5%. So the difference is that the sports fan in Chicago is pretty well stuck. I mean, he's not going to go up to Milwaukee to watch a game, you know, in baseball. But concert, the promoters, they can decide. They can go up to the new stadium in Milwaukee. They can go to Indianapolis. They can go to Minnesota. And they can go to, you know, Rosemont or Tinley Park. So what you see is that 10.5%. Many times the promoters will split a date, so we have Elton John coming to United Center, but then he's going to also have a couple days out in Rosemont. So these promoters are looking at pennies, not dollars, and I try to explain that to City Hall, but they say their numbers show that that's not going to affect. But I think that we have one of the highest amusement taxes in the country. When you care for New York or L.A., I mean, New York has no tax. That you go to a play or anything,
they want to encourage.
They want to encourage it. And then we should want to bring people into the city instead of trying to find them to keep them in the suburbs.
And remind us where that goes, the amusement tax? Because it seems like a lot of money is going into that direction.
Well, what it does is if you got something for it, it's one thing. But the buildings have to pay for all the traffic monitors around there, all the any security. And so it just goes into city coffers or the county coffers. So it just gets put in a big black hole. And if you got something for it, it'd be one thing. But to get nothing for it, I think the fans, you know, I've been on my soapbox about this, but I call it a fan tax. I just don't think it's fair for the fans.
And speaking of that, there's so much that is happening around. It was not Rahm Emanuel applauding, I don't think. I'll double check.
The mayor is not present at the moment.
I did not see him, but when Willie Wilson's mayor, this is all going to end. But there's so much development around the stadium now, around the United Center. I mean, it is absolutely astounding. Obviously, you have MB, you've got all your campus. Footprint has grown immensely and is really a ton of fun. There's restaurants. I mean, there's real, actual nightlife. It's not like you get in your car and you just, you know... Run away from the United Center. Remember, people are walking to the games, right?
Can you believe it? I mean, 25 years ago, to say the area was blighted would be an understatement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think it shows urban development what can happen when you plunk over $250,000 down, and that was with the United Center, and then you bring people in and what they can do, and then we had replacement housing and we're working with the neighborhood and how to get, you know, different city services there and other retailers. As you said, from Damon Avenue to Manhattan, Madison, it's unbelievable walking people. I mean, we had trouble getting taxi cabs there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to go out, and then the bus service, and so now with Uber and taxi cabs, it really is vibrant, and so...
It's a ton of fun.
Do you see more and more bars and restaurants coming around the United Center, sort of like a Wrigleyville sort of feeling? Is that happening in the near future?
Well, it's going to happen, and then you look at some of these townhouses are going up, and they're being sold right away. Mm-hmm. You know, the three-story townhouses, and as I said, Malcolm X is out there. It's a beautiful new campus, and now across the Eisenhower as far as the hospital and that whole development.
Right.
But I said, you know, and we've had a summer league at MB, and we're having 800 or 1,000 people come on a Wednesday night to watch people play hockey in the summer.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Wow.
Now, it's $5, but still they have to take time out. Because really, it's not the dollar amount. You're taking time out of people's busy schedules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So can you announce anything exciting about the stadium for this upcoming season? I know that there have been improvements every single offseason here, adding food facilities, entertainment facilities, all those kinds of things. You want to tell something you haven't told anybody else and we won't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Well, no, we're going to have the new restaurant open. We're going to have the Labor Cup the 21st of September, which is a world event. You get the top tennis, male tennis players in the world. And so anyone's a tennis fan, it's going to be spectacular. And then we're going to have our new restaurant open up in the atrium called Queenie's, and that should be open then. So my grandmother's nickname is Queenie.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Nice. So what kind of food will it be?
It's going to resemble a high-end Wisconsin supper club.
Oh, I love Wisconsin.
So somewhere that I'm 65, they can bring my grandkids, or you go and you can entertain business clients. There's a piano in the middle. We'll have, you know, from kitty cocktails to you know, obviously Brandy Alexander's.
Yeah. So going to be a relish tray? That's the most important.
That'd be a dartboard for
right
sure,
on the,
too.
Right in the middle of the table.
A relish tray in the middle. That's what you got to have. I'll talk to Chef Mike about this.
There might be a few cheese curds.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That sounds like a ton of fun. All right. Well, Rocky, thank you so much for being with us. Always appreciate
it.
The great Rocky Wirtz, the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks, here at the 11th annual Blackhawks Convention, sponsored by Mathnasium, changing lives through math.